is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The outer bands of the possible once-in-a-lifetime storm Hurricane Milton have already begun lashing Florida's Gulf Coast. This is what it sounds like near Fort Myers. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor.
What we're looking at is a storm of the century.
Kim Bentley lives in Cape Coral, but is now in Miami.
I was here for Ian, and I did not plan on staying for this one. It scared the daylights out of me.
She planned to drive north out of harm's way, but turned south when all the northbound traffic. When she saw all the northbound traffic, Governor Ron DeSantis says almost everyone in the state should be prepared for the storm, not just residents of the Gulf Coast.
Just make sure if you're on the east coast of Florida that you understand this is not just a west coast event. The major effects for surge will be on the west, but there is going to be impacts far inland and on the other coast in the state of Florida.
Indeed, CBS's Tom Hansen says the storm's effects are being felt now on the state's Atlantic coast.
We haven't even gotten near the brunt of the storm, and the sea is already turning choppy as it rolls in. It's been getting closer and closer to the seawall here in Daytona Beach.
Biden administration officials are looking into a report that former President Donald Trump has spoken with Russian President Vladimir Putin several times since leaving office.
The report in Bob Woodward's latest book entitled War cites a Trump aide who says Trump and Putin may have spoken as many as seven times since Trump left office in 2021. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre offered a cautious response.
Do we have serious concerns? Yes.
And while saying she cannot confirm the call, she did explain why the concern.
It is concerning, especially when we know the former president was lobbying against more aid for Ukraine to defend themselves against Russia's aggression.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Trump accuses Woodward of making up stories. The former president spoke in Scranton today.
If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing. It's very simple.
Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, was in another battleground state, Arizona.
Kamala Harris came into office as the border czar, bragging that she was going to undo Donald Trump's border policy. She did exactly that. And now Tucson is facing a historic border crisis and a historic increase in crime.
A third case of bird flu in a human has been diagnosed in California. A strong close on Wall Street today. The Dow was up more than 1%. S&P 500 up 0.75%. NASDAQ up more than 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Facing a $13 million budget shortfall, the interim Racine County executive has proposed implementing a sales tax. The text of Thomas Roanhouse's 2025 budget plan has been released. In it, the tax proposed is a 0.5% sales tax, projected to bring in $15 million next year and $20 million annually after. Firefighters from Kenosha and beyond battled a barn fire late this morning. It was reported at around 10 at a property on 22nd Avenue just south of Highway E. We're working on learning more about the situation. A Kenosha staple famous for its tongue-in-cheek sign promising warm beer and lousy food has hit the market. Spanky's Bar and Grill, the business and property, is being sold for just under $500,000. Dog walkers in Racine are invited to take part in a training session tomorrow. It's hosted by the Racine Neighborhood Watch. The event, taking place at 6 in the Racine City Hall Annex, aims to equip participants with skills to report suspicious activity. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks getting ready. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the LA Lakers tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum, but Chris Middleton will not play in the preseason game after having surgery on both of his ankles.
Yeah, it's just listening to my body, knowing, you know, my limits, knowing what pain is, knowing what you can play through and what is not smart playing through. You know, I've been through similar situations. I'm always going to be learning something about myself and my body as I go on.
Baseball, Bally Sports Wisconsin no longer will broadcast Brewer games on TV, so the team says they're moving to the MLB Network, President Rick Schlesinger.
Yeah, you're going to be able to turn your cable TV on, and you're going to be able to go to the Brewers TV channel. It may be a different channel than what it was last year, but it'll be easily accessible. So from that perspective, no change, other than I think a great quality programming experience. And if you are somebody who doesn't have cable and satellite and you want to watch Brewers games, you're going to have an opportunity to buy a subscription to a direct-to-consumer streaming service, which is going to be first-rate quality.
That's Brewers President Rick Schlesinger. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Super sunny today with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Alongside calm northeast winds, we'll stay clear tonight, too. Lows will fall to near 50, and for tomorrow, abundant sunshine once again. And highs returning to the mid-60s before we spike on Friday to near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, had he survived, John Lennon would be 84 years old today. Here are the Beatles on WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Smile, she knows
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Is
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. I don't think we've watched the Weather Channel so much as we have in the last couple of days, watching all the Hurricane Milton forecasting that's been going on. We were watching it last night, late last evening, and they upgraded it again back to a Category 5 hurricane. It's set to make landfall in Florida near the Tampa area late this evening sometime. And this, of course, just 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene left such devastation in the Florida area. You can help out those families affected by Hurricane Helene. We've set up a website at civicmedia.us/help. There you'll find links to Samaritan's Purse, American Red Cross, and World Central Kitchen. So as Florida braces for Hurricane Milton, we hope you'll help out.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Shop the September Savings Sale this week at All American Do It Center. Save up to 40% on select insulating foam sealant starting at $5.49. Save $2 on Gorilla Glue, clear multi-purpose adhesive. Or save $20 on a rechargeable fire extinguisher, now $49.99. Shop the September Savings Sale at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You can get the job done right.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Vollman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling.
and the twist and the twist and the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twist and the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean up.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. Clear tonight, a low of 52, so chilly again. Tomorrow, sunny and 67, but then by Friday, back to summer-like temperatures, mostly sunny and 79. Nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water systems nationwide will have to get rid of their lead pipes. That's after President Biden's announcement yesterday in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles was there.
Biden used his trip to Milwaukee to issue a new deadline for cities to replace those lead water pipes.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years.
Milwaukee has the fifth highest concentration of lead pipes in the country. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Milwaukee Brewers will be on TV next year, but they won't be on Bally Sports Network. Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute all non-nationally televised games for the Brewers. Bally's owner is in bankruptcy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
To combat a $13 million budget shortfall, Racine County's interim executive is advocating for a 0.5% sales tax. The text of Thomas Roanhouse's 2025 budget address has been released. The proposed tax aims to raise $15 million initially and $20 million in subsequent years, partly offsetting property taxes. Roanhouse emphasizes that failing to implement the tax could result in the elimination of 156 county positions. Firefighters from Kenosha and beyond battled a barn fire late this morning. It was reported at around 10 at a property on 22nd Avenue just south of Highway E. A third alarm was called, which allowed neighboring departments to assist. We're working on learning more about the situation. Dog walkers in Racine are invited to take part in a training session tomorrow. It's hosted by the Racine Neighborhood Watch. The event, taking place at 6 in the Racine City Hall Annex, aims to equip participants with skills to report suspicious activity. There's more information on the Racine Neighborhood Watch social media page. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Super sunny today with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Alongside calm northeast winds, we'll stay clear tonight, too. Lows will fall to near 50, and for tomorrow, abundant sunshine once again. And highs returning to the mid-60s before we spike on Friday to near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Jasmine in my mind.
Local news, timeless hints from Seals and Crofts in Summer Breeze. That's Jim Seals and Dash Crofts. Now, Jim Seals is the brother of Dan Seals, who was England Dan in the duo England Dan and John Ford Coley. They had several hits in the 1970s. Here's Peter and Gordon on WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So instead, listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you? Believer and a homecoming queen.
Michaels, Do You Know What I Mean on WRJN. Is it possible that the first time you heard that timeless hit, it was on vinyl? It's no doubt. Everything sounds better on vinyl. Now Cindy Huber helps you relive those moments by giving away actual vinyl albums each weekday. Weekday mornings between 9 and 10, Cindy will tell you who that day's artist of record is. And when you hear her play that artist later in the day, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win that album courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. To top it all off, everyone who wins in October qualifies to win an actual record player so you can play the music you win. That drawing happens October 25th. Timeless hits sound best on vinyl, and you can win them weekdays in October with Cindy Huber and WRJN.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
If there's love behind it.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
So first just go sleep. Turn.